For the latest on the Books of Zizagoras, forthcoming episodes and details of our new website, go to www.facebook.com/Zizagoras. Sometimes when recording the book, not everything goes according to plan.
It is the outtakes.
No, it's the outtakes.
It's the outtakes.
It is the outtakes.
It is the outtakes.
It is the outtakes.
It is the outtakes.
It's the outtakes.
It is the outtakes.
It is the outtakes.
It's the outtakes.
It is the outtakes.
Your Majesty, it is the outtakes.
Captain Cupid stared at his intercom, raised his hair.
No.
Raised his hair. This was not the dark core drum and bass techno liquid funk old school jungle breakbeat with trance step dub and sub techno ragga undercurrent they've been
No!
This was not the dark core drum and bass techno liquid funk old school jungle breakbeat with trance step dub and sub techno ragga undercurrent they've been expecting.
Yes!
Wodger extended his fingers and wiggled them about like. Lumps of big gun took on a life of their own, spewing in every direction, smashing into balustrades, taking out guide rails and fizzing across the deck in a circulatory unction of jumping shrapnel angst.
Shit in hell's bells. Like Jack and Jill, shit! No, wrong way round. Like Jill and Jack, shit, running down the hillside.
I see out of my little driver's shit. No!
Don't be an eagle, be a pigeon. Shit on everything.
I was a bit preoccupied with my trigger finger probing my addies.
It's good. Okay, one more.
Cupid retrieved the fez to reveal a trembling chicken. Cupid retrieved the fez to reveal a trembling chicken cringing in front of his tail. A trembling chicken. Come on. Cupid. Cupid retrieved the fez to reveal a trembling chicken decoy cringing in front of his steel-capped size nines. Cupid retrieved the fez to reveal a trembling chicken decoy cringing in front of his steel-capped size nines. Come on. Cupid retrieved the fez to reveal a trembling chicken decoy cringing in front of his steel-capped post. No!
Oh, yeah, we're going to the palace. Hello, fucking Lula.
What?
Hey, I didn't mean it that way. Now that's hallelujah, I'm fucking joined to... Oh, never mind.
Inside GP, fucking freezing.
I remember. Recording. Daddy! We're overwriting something!
What?
Keep going.
Does that mean he'll be home for tea tonight then?
One more time.
Does that mean he'll be home tonight for tea then?
And one more time.
How many times?
Just a couple. Daddy's stopped sending smoke signals from that bunker he's been living in.
Daddy stopped sending those smoke signals from that bunker he's been living in.
One more time.
Daddy stopped sending smoke signals from that bunker he's been living in.
And one last time.
Daddy stopped sending those smoke bombs from that bunker he's been living in.
Smoke bombs, nice.
Sing for us, baby girl.
Right, so all you're going to have to say is...
Yeah, I know what I've got to say.
Okay. So do you want to just read it?
Okay, what, straight off?
A huge electric jolt blasted its way across the palace PA system, reminiscent of the old days when radio contestants had electrodes tied to their nipples for that game, Guess the Woman's Weight, Weirdo.
I'm not an actress.
Do you not fancy me? Is there any Chateau Lodiad?
Her Majesty rose, dropped her triple decker in her lap, and waved off a piece of snot with a five-winged wave. Yanked them from Begetti's grasp and gloated over them like a new tiara paid through third world child labour. Third world The only thing that Clombardo had noticed was that her left nipple was brighter. Like two beacons shining in the sun.
The only thing that...
You will have my eye out.
The only thing that Clombardo had noticed was that her left nipple appeared bigger than her right one. The Queen plonked herself on her throne in astonishment and sat side-saddle with the books on her lap.
Yeah?
Do you fancy watching some of the prisoner later?
Yeah, no, give me half an hour.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll watch some prisoner.
Cool.
Okay.
You are number 6.
You couldn't put a 9 after that, could you?
I am the new number 2.
You want information. You won't get it.
Oh, yes, I am a triumph. Look at me orbs and scepter glistening in the...
Ugh.
Given an increase in pocket money, new mobile phones, the promise of a handbag and a trip to Thorpe Park. Oh, fuck.
Hi, Steve. Yeah, how you doing? Yeah. No, what's that one? Cork synth on the iPad. Oh, that's very kind. Oh, awesome. A bit of a twiddler. Well, you know, I really rate Korg stuff anyway, so... Send it over. I shall have a play. Okay, cool. Yeah, other than that, everything's cool. Yeah, I'm just on the final parts of recording my book at the moment, so, well, today, tonight and tomorrow morning will be the final stuff. And then it goes off for mastering. Yeah, it should be awesome. All right, Steve. All right, take care. Cheers. Bye. Where was I?
He doesn't get out much, does he?
James?
Yeah?
Have the dogs been fed?
No, not yet.
Have the dogs been fed? That's what I want to know. This is the priority. The second book in the series, Predict This, will be available, given that I am not lynched in the meantime. For more details, go to www.zizag.com.
You get a coffee, Randia?
Latte? 4 sugars. Sprinkles.
Dad, I'm not getting your coffee.
No, you can't get the service round here.